there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Flying with us today, we have a multi-BAFTA award-winning comedian, actor and screenwriter. From Fleabag to Alan Partridge, from Paddington to the new Barbie movie, if it's good, he's in it. Star and creator of Staff Lex Flats, and now with a brand new Netflix show, A Whole Lifetime, ready to stream now, please welcome on board, all the way from Freon/Fryon, I don't know how you say it, Barnage, it's Jamie Demetrio. This is the final boarding call for Jamie Demetrio. Final boarding call for Jamie Demetrio. Jamie Demetrio, can you please come to the gate, please? This is the final boarding call for Jamie Demetrio.
Jamie, come to the gate.
Thank you. Welcome on board, Jamie Demetrio. Woo!
Hello,
love. Why do you want to fly Alan Air? It's on a plane, by the way.
Oh, right. Well, this looks... Well, OK. Why do I want to fly Alan Air?
Why would you fly Alan Air?
Just because I've seen your work and, you know, I fancy an electric giggle. You know, well, there's nothing better than being in the... You know, it's a good distraction from the ground beneath. An anecdote. I feel like I can imagine there being sort of Tannoy anecdotes. They're missing a trick, actually, aren't they?
Yeah.
I feel like you need to get more sort of anecdotal pilots. Maybe that should be part of your license. And then that's a distraction for all the people freaking out.
Well, like in between like the anecdotes, just having someone on a Tannoy saying things. Yeah, maybe, yeah. We should try that, shall we?
No. I mean, on the plane, just have on a flight, just have a consistent anecdote the whole way through the flight. But as an option, something you can just plug your headphones into is the pilot just, and it's you.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. And he's just sort of, you know.
Wow, those tickets would fly off the shelf.
There you go, yeah.
They? Listen to
it's
my
a
voice.
A new class, yeah.
I was once voted the person to do the Mind the Gap, the celebrity. Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
It was like a poll on.
No, why didn't it happen?
No, because it was only on This Morning.
Oh, right.
It wasn't a government.
They're a council-funded organisation, aren't they, This Morning?
No, it's just one of those things that Philip and Holly did. Which celebrity would you like? And I came number one.
Well, I don't doubt it.
No one approached me from the TFL or anything.
Would you have done it?
Of course, Mind the Gap. Oh, no, mind you. Sometimes those things can backfire, can't they?
Well, I don't know what those things are. when the government asks you to do this. Sometimes, as we've all experienced, when the government approaches you to do a sort of well-known and beloved phrase on the underground, it backfires.
Right, come on then, you. Listen, let's go back to the beginning. You're born in, is it Fryon, Barnet,
it's
or Freon?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
You don't know.
I think it's, I'd say, I would say of an evening, maybe frying.
Frying.
Yeah. But famously, well, not that famous, when I was about 13, someone went, because it's in the borough of Barnet.
Oh, yeah.
Someone went around the borough of Barnet with a Sharpie and did an accent above every E on every road sign in Barnet and Free and Barnet. So it became Barnet for about a year.
Oh, I love that. Barnet.
They just wanted to sort of, they wanted to raise house prices, so.
Yeah. Where did you go on holiday as a child?
I mean, we weren't blessed with holiday cash, so it was often a case of my mum would be on the phone to someone and they'd say, oh, I've actually just moved to Spain, you can join, and then we'd be there within about 3 hours.
Yeah.
If there was a spare room, or as was the case a lot of the time, a sort of spare bit of floor behind a bookcase, we'd be there sleeping there. So we'd go to like Cyprus or just anywhere nearby in Europe where the flights were cheap and we had a mate that lived there. Yeah,
I can't remember if I've been to Cyprus.
You can't
describe it
if
for
you've been
me
to Cyprus. Cyprus is like if Greece was tired.
Well, if the Cypriot tourist board's listening, they should all go, Greece is tired.
It's like someone put Greece to bed.
Is Nicosia the...
Nicosia's in Cyprus,
Yes, no, I haven't been there. So is it nice?
Cyprus is absolutely beautiful. I haven't been there for a while. Mm. In fact, the last time I went with my dad and my sister, and it was soon after... Mm. Well, my dad was raised in Famagusta, which is the area that sort of the war was all about.
Oh, yeah, because it's split in half, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
What's it called? Is it barbed wire across the middle, or is it like a wall?
I think it's guns and...
Oh, OK.
There'll be a bit of... it's a good, fun holiday podcast, and that's all there is to it. Yeah, we're just talking about, yeah, you know. If you
I just didn't know. Because they say it's splitting up. I didn't know. Is it
I think
a wall?
It is. There probably was, but it's open now. Yeah, it's lovely. It opened about 15 odd years ago. So me and my sister went out to go with my dad to drive across the border to see where he was born and raised and stuff, and it was supposed to be this amazing cathartic experience. We actually went to see the house that he was born in, like the bedroom that he was born in, which is now like it's like a completely different place and everything. But while we were there, the amount of bad stuff that happened, it was like the government was like in charge of karma or something. My dad went, oh, you should try some of those. They're absolutely delicious. We used to eat those when we were children. And I went, what's this? And then I was like, why is my face in so much pain? And it was a prickly pear. Have you ever touched one of those?
No.
They're covered in thousands of tiny spikes that just fly at you if you go anywhere near them. And you just spend days picking them out. It's like very traumatic. So we went from that. I went, okay, you went, well, let's go down to the sea to get them off, because in the water, they'll be easy to come off. And we'll have a nice chat and we'll see the beach that I used to swim on and stuff. He gets all excited and drives down onto the beach. We go into the water and I try and get these things off and can't. And we have a very sort of like beautiful moment talking about, you know, where he grew up and stuff, telling us stories. We get back, his car sank in the sand. He couldn't. And he was like, he'd lost his sandals somehow and the sand was burning hot. So he insisted he had to take mine, and he wanted all my clothes as well because he was getting really hot. So I was basically naked, just wearing a pair of pants, while he tried to get the car out of the sand, screaming at me for his own mistake. Yeah, yeah. And then he went to have to... he was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. He went to go and ask a bunch of Turkish guys on the beach, and which is, you know... He didn't know if it was going to be spicy or not.
No.
He goes up to them to try and get them to use their Land Rover to pull his car out, and that's why he took my clothes, so that he could be clothed in front of them, because he didn't want to walk up to them in his Speedos. They come try and get their Land Rover.
So your dad is the same size as you?
he used to be
the size of a child. Wow, I've got such an image in my head.
Yeah. My dad.
Okay, moving on.
My dad's a meter. They call him the meter. But yeah, so he goes to get some Turkish guys with a Land Rover to help pull us out. They reluctantly come and help. Their Land Rover gets stuck, so we had to hire a crane to get both cars out. And this is the vibe of Cyprus. So we went for dinner afterwards with my family, and me and my sister are like, "What? We've got an unbelievable anecdote here. We're going to tell everyone what happened. It was insane. It was amazing." And they go, oh, what brand was the crane? Not interested. We were like, can you believe it? And the crane came and the car came. They were like, ah, that's very nice, very nice. And what? And your dad borrowed your sandals? Are they good sandals? Where did you get them? they're not interested in the sort of, they don't want to get overly excited about anything unless it's sort of, yeah. I remember they all came to visit me in London once and we were watching Casualty and that was the most animated I've ever seen them.
Have you got this stick in your neck?
Sit back, relax, kick off your Crocs, and just lick out a massive tub of Taramasalata, only on Alan Air.
Did you ever have any holiday romances?
I actually don't think I did. I don't think that was my vibe. I know, that's a dead end to the podcast, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I was...
Is it because your dad has stolen your clothes? Yeah. I never had any clothes. I was always naked.
To have a romance. I do remember once getting off with a girl in Cyprus and the guy I was staying with, whose sort of staff is loosely based on, fell down the stairs behind us and into us. And sort of knocked us to the ground. That's my only memory
not
of that.
Into.
Yeah, it's in like knocked us over.
Oh, right, not penetration.
Fell down the stairs and his penis fell out of his trousers, got hard as he hit the ground.
I hate it when that happens. It's my pet hate.
Anytime I'm on, he's mine out for stairs.
Yeah, that's all I was saying, yeah. So yeah. You got off with a guy and then, yeah.
I mean, again, this is, I don't know.
No, I don't know anything else.
I don't really have, but that's all right.
I've never had a holiday romance, although I did get off with a security guard in Mexico once.
You've never had a holiday romance? I've listened to this podcast, you've had a holiday romance.
No, I have not. Because of my anger management problems. I get angry.
Wait, so what's the one you were just about to say you had?
I got off with a security guard in Mexico.
Let's go.
Well, he wasn't a security guard. He was like, what's it called? Night manager. Yeah, but now you're thinking Tom Hiddleston. Try not to.
Well, that's lovely and spicy. That's a great story.
I know, why not?
Did you stay in touch at all?
No.
And the night shifts as well. You can't, you work different hours.
Well, I'd lost my key and then I think I just got off with him. I was a bit drunk, but I don't think it was a romance. Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When was the last time you went on holiday and you had pure decadence? And I mean, I know we were in a cost of living crisis and all that, but a bit of luxury.
I tell you what.
Have you ever had a butler?
I've never.
No, have you ever had a hotel? Was it on those sticks? That's pretty cool.
A butler, a hotel with a butler on sticks. Right, no, wait, a hotel on sticks. Has your butler ever been on sticks? Well, that is a lot. Well, he's on stilts.
That's
so that
the
he
word,
can reach.
Stick.
Yeah, he's on stilts so that he can reach the hut on sticks. It's just like a scarecrow plodding up and down the beach. No, I actually went to. I never did traveling. Do you ever do like a long stint of traveling?
Yes, I have. When STDs. I went 6 stops round the world when I was a backpacker.
Oh, lovely.
That was really amazing.
Now, I never did any of that, and I wanted to try and catch up with myself. Mm. And so me and my girlfriend went to Mexico for about a month at the beginning of the year, and it was absolute heaven. And we didn't, and I probably should have done it the kind of backpacker way.
No, you shouldn't. Listen, because I went there when I was 23, 24, worked in a call centre, saved the money. You look now, I mean, 18 hours on a coach.
Wow.
And now I can't even stand 18 minutes on a tube. I'm like, 80 just sitting there. That's... And then you stop off, have a wee, and then do another 16. And you just put up with no AirPods. This is 1999.
No.
Nothing, just sit there looking out the window. Cactus. And you're just happy and you're just like, wow, what an adventure. Now I've got no attention span.
Right.
I'll be tweeting, Instagram, doing TikToks, TikTok dancing on the coach. Come on, everyone, I'll cheer you up.
I do not understand how. I mean, people would just sit with a book on their lap and just wait for like. Well, this will probably take up 10 hours of the journey. There'll be 6 hours where I don't know what. In fact, while we were in Mexico, so we went from Oaxaca to Puerto Escondido.
Oaxaca's amazing.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was really a trip of a lifetime.
Yep.
Absolutely loved it. We went from Oaxaca. Have you been to Puerto Escondido and done that
trip? Yeah, now listen. 1999, yeah. I went there. It was just because I told someone to go to Tulum and I went there in 1999. I said, it is so... I bought $2 for a hut on the beach.
Oh, my God.
And they went there. And, of course, it's built up now. It's like Vegas, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
yeah.
said, oh, my God. And, you know, there was no toilets there. You had to go in the bush when I was there. And then, Alan, are you taking the piss? Because when I got there, it's like 5-star hotels. But I was in a hut. I said, oh, go back to basics, hut. And they were like, Alan. But Puerto Escondido was just a string of little houses there. Is it built up now?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's
bollocks.
Sort of like, it's not necessarily built up, but it's very, like... It's got a kind of Benidorm-y vibe to it.
You're joking me.
Yeah. Because it's become the kind of...
I recommend it.
Is that... No, look, a lot of people love it. It was it's very beautiful beaches and stuff. But
I don't go there for the ruins, they end up getting fingered or something.
Yeah. Well, a different kind of ruin.
My vagina was ruined.
But it was very like you expect to go down and see these kind of pure, clean waters. And as you get closer to the beach, you just hear. And the smell of cigarette smoke is like stronger than the smell of the sea kind of thing.
Oh, that's really
but look, I'm not going to. I'm sorry about the tourist board there. But, you know, it was a look going from Oaxaca to there. It's become kind of where is it that Americans go?
Cancun, spring break.
Yeah, it's got a spring breaky vibe to it.
Yeah.
It was actually really weird to see the American equivalent of kind of like British holidayers kind of who go to Ibiza and Ayanapa and stuff with American accents.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, give me 20 bens in a day, dog. Like, you're like, wait, you exist there as well.
But when they crush the can. Yeah!
Yeah.
Awesome! Yeah. Oh no.
All that sort of Puerto. But no, we were trying to work out how we were going to get there because the choice was this treacherous coach drive that I think was like 17 hours or something, and apparently it's unbelievably dangerous. There was no other. All the flights were booked up, so we found a guy called Mr. Vega who did sort of 45 minute flights in a kind of 3-seater plane with him.
Oh my God! No.
Oh. I've done a kind of seaplane before for a short trip and it was fine. It was because it was like, you know, 20 minutes or something. This was an hour. It was me, my girlfriend, Mr. Vega, and this woman who was exploring the world, who I don't think looked out the window. She filmed her own face for an hour. Just smiling. And talking to... She was... I think she was a... Look, I'm not going to shame her, but no. She was an interesting character. Yeah. But every time... Because there's only one engine, every time it chugged, the plane would drop about 5 meters. I've never been so scared for my life. I was, well, not even scared. I was accepting. I was like, oh, right. Well, I suppose I'm dying with this influencer and that's all right.
And there's not going to be any footage of you on the plane.
Well, there will be over her shoulder. She was in the front seat.
Yeah, all right. Just a shoulder and ear. That's Jamie, isn't it? This is gross, but I have to ask because I suffered and I've talked about it extensively. Did you get Montezuma's revenge?
In Frida Kahlo's house, yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's never
because it's
be
the
same.
Blue house. Was it the brown house?
It became the brown house.
Can you call it the blue house? Yeah, it was the brown house when I left her toilet. Can you use Frida Kahlo's toilet? I bet they can't use the toilet now.
I mean, it's a stunning toilet. It was a stunning toilet. Mm. You know, modern art comes in all different shapes and forms, you know. So I think I got away with it.
Wasn't the queue? Well, I wanted to go there and we didn't really have time. And the pollution in Mexico City is... But I loved Mexico City. I just thought it was such a vibe, wasn't it?
I think it's the best place I've ever been.
Yeah,
I was really, the food, unbelievable. Yeah. I tell you what, was on the way out, I got a lot of people being like, cling onto your wallet. It was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
There was nothing. There was no problem. I mean, I heard my mate was drinking on the street and the police robbed him.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh no, what's going to happen as a result of us drinking? And they were like, go to jail, I suppose.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, wait, or can we pay you some money? They're like, yes, all of your money. But I had the time of my life. The food was so good. But Frida Kahlo's house was extraordinary. Mm. The Montezuma's revenge thing was a problem. Mm. It did kind of shut me down a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
awful.
I don't know what it was because I was being
it's
very
particles.
Careful. Well... Could it not... Right, am I wrong to think that it might have been the insects that I was eating? I think that...
Did you have the crickets pizzas and
I
all
had
that?
Crickets all over the show. I was trying to be brave. I went out, I was absolutely hammered, and I went to the spa with my girlfriend, and they could tell that we didn't... As they're not into people not speaking Spanish, understandably, they're very eye-rolly about it.
Yeah.
And we went to this very kind of like cool bar, and you could tell the people behind the counter were like, we just want to talk to you about mezcal in Spanish, and if you can't speak Spanish, we're just going to keep talking to you in Spanish. We don't care. And then I said, I needed something to eat because I was hammered, so I got a sandwich and it said aguacate, which is avocado. I was like, I'll just have a, whatever it is, it's an avocado taco. And they were like, oh yeah? And then they clearly said in Spanish, purposefully, do you want it to be full of loads of different insects as well? And I'm like, avocado, see. And it came out and the crunch.
Oh!
I think there was, I mean, and I wanted to be cool, so I ate the whole thing. But Frida Kahlo felt it the next day.
Oh, my God. And the thing is, the Mexicans, they're very proud, and rightfully so. They've got a gorgeous country and stuff. And they do love Frida Kahlo. And you go to a bar, and they have pictures, don't they?
Yeah, she's on the money.
Yeah. And I went with my friend. I won't name her. And art's not her thing. And she said very loudly, who's the bird with the tash? Well... I threw myself over her mouth. I said, who's the bird with the tash? I was like, threw her. I said, she is revered here. You're going to fucking get... And we were down in Chiapas where, you know, it's a bit like the Wild West, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, this is not the place where you slag her off.
Oh, my God. If you go back, the house is really... There's a couple of...
I've heard about the queues. Was there a long queue?
No,
I don't queue.
Ticket, you're all right.
Oh.
Yeah, there was no... I didn't really have to...
I didn't want to pay a ticket. I was just sort of loitering.
You wanted to loiter. If you can't loiter your way in, it's not worth going.
That turnstile. I was like, well, maybe I'll just jump over it.
those tourist attractions, like your Madame Tussauds and whatever, I feel like a lot of the time they are a letdown. But that and Alcatraz... Mm. Those two, I think that they give a brilliant name to those kind of tourist attractions.
Yeah.
Genuine pleasure. Have you been to Alcatraz?
I wanted to go, but I didn't book a ticket.
Loiter, you can't loiter through the water.
I swam, wrestled a shark, got up there, and you had to pay to get in. I did all that.
It's really, it's very worth going. Mm. It's mad because you can go into solitary confinement,
yeah,
and you have a kind of audio tour with the headphones in, and it's ex prisoners and ex police officers, yeah, who used to work there and stuff telling you about, like, they said that on the, I don't want to spoil the tour, but they said in solitary confinement, because you were there for so long and it was pitch black, the advice you were given by other inmates before you went in was pull a button off of your shirt, and then you can play a game for a month or however long you're in there, which is chuck the button and find it.
Oh my god.
That was the most
depressing story I've ever heard. Oh my god.
Oh, I've got a few more up my sleeve. I've seen
Anton de Beck was much chirpier than this.
I'm so sorry.
When Anton de Beck went to Blackpool for Strictly, he took a button. So No, we love Blackpool. We're joking.
The thought of seeing Anton de Beck
just throwing a button
in Blackpool, chucking it around the arcade. What are you doing?
Fish, chicken, cricket. Oh, suit yourself, madam.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Oh, God, we've got to talk about A Whole Lifetime. This is when I'm professional. It doesn't suit me being professional.
No, you don't worry about
it. No, I want to talk about it because it's brilliant.
Oh, thank you, Alan. I appreciate it.
How long does it take? I mean, listen, life to death. There's everything in it, isn't there? Pastiches of like Kiss Villa. How long does it take you to write that?
I reckon, like... Well, I got it commissioned just before lockdown, and I was out in LA at the time and hadn't really heard of COVID, and they were all well up to date with it. No one was shaking my hands in meetings, and I thought that the pitch had gone really badly as a result. I didn't know what was going on. So that happened. I kind of flew back to London with a jumper wrapped around my face, having found out about it, and then I was sort of writing it on and off for about... sort of coming up with ideas for a couple of years until we were allowed to shoot it. And then, yeah, I think I probably wrote it in about 4 months or something. But it was a nice experience getting to sort of put on wigs and play different characters and stuff. Because I've been playing staff for so long now. It's quite nice to do some accents and things, you know.
In the future, when you sort of look back at this COVID thing, I think creatively, I think it did help people. I mean, it didn't help you. I mean, you won 3 fucking BAFTAs. But I mean, you know, you're obviously in a creative, good space. But I think people will look back at albums and films and stuff because when you got that time...
Totally. Did you find that it helped?
Well, my stand-up, I mean, yeah.
Did you enjoy writing during that time?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found it quite... I don't know. I sort of am so used to hearing people talking and stuff like that around me and I pick up on rhythms and things like that I like. So that... I found quite hard, but I think you're right. I actually think it was quite nice. Well, it wasn't a nice time, but it was great for us all to just have a break.
Yeah, of course.
I think people who, like, you know, if you are so used to kind of, like, not stopping all the time, which I got into a bit of a habit of doing, it was quite nice to have a kind of forced, like, you can't do anything.
No, I know.
Kind of thing.
It's true. You started looking at your life, didn't you? And then when you go back to the normal... which bits of normal do you want? I was on lockdown on a farm, so it was like just animals.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you tending to them?
Well, the thing is, my ex is a farmer. So he was doing Insta lamb where they were giving birth, the sheep and stuff. And then people didn't assume that I was with him because he had his own kind of like profile out there. And then I was having a bath when they started lambing. So I came down like that and held the light as the lambs were coming out. And then the camera comes round and I'm like, what the fuck's Alan Cubb doing holding a lamp? And these sheep are giving birth. They were like, what the? As if I've just been like, you know, walking across the field and went, loitering. Hey, loitering. I didn't want to pay a ticket. I don't want to pay for the Wi-Fi to look at Instalam. So
I happen to have a ring light with me. I'm doing some Insta in the field.
I'm doing a TikTok dance. And then I saw. So yeah. Very, I thought it was a creative bit. Oh, that's good. And what's it like working for Netflix? Because I want to fucking work for Netflix. Unless I become a drag queen or a serial killer, I'm not getting on Netflix. Do you watch the serial killer things? Are you into serial killers?
I'm into, Making a Murderer, I loved. Wait, what's the most recent thing you've watched?
Oh, every. There's someone.
Murder.
Oh, that's on me. That's on my wish list.
I haven't watched that yet. I don't know. What are the best? What would you recommend?
Well, I like The Jinx.
Oh, The Jinx is untoppable, though.
Yeah, that's The Jinx is good.
Staircase. Oh. Do you know what? I loved the remake, the kind of the narrative one.
Oh, I haven't
one.
Seen that
the,
one.
Oh, it's so good. And a few people I know have seen both and think that it's as watchable. The one with Colin Firth.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's one of the best things I've watched in the past few years. Loved
that documentary, the first episode. You're like, oh, well, nothing's going on here. This is a lovely family. Then, whoa.
Wrongins.
What? Wrongins. And then, I mean, wrongins. What about that poor woman? I don't want to spoil it, but the woman's murdered in a part of the house. But, I mean, that ridiculous theory that an owl attacked her.
No, I'm into
what,
the theory.
What?
Am I out of my mind?
Do you believe the owl attacked her?
Yeah. Oh, my. I love that we're talking about this. Dude. Right, before we go, I think that of all the theories was the one that, I don't know whether I'm just clinging to the most exciting.
Yes, you are. You are.
Owls in the stars.
No, I mean, yeah.
No, I like that story the best of all of them. Because the rest is just bleak. I want to get, you know, that's the sort of funner thing to come to the table
with. Look at the stain on that pillow.
Oh, my God. What is
what
that?
What the fuck is that?
So it looks like Cyprus, actually. And you did that for me. Yeah, so this morning, he just fingered a bit of ketchup
disgusting.
Onto a pillow to make it look
what,
like,
that
so,
looks
to
like
make
poo.
Me feel at home.
That looks like poo. Did you take that to Mexico? Why has it got FK on it, Frida Kahlo? It looks like a cushion in Frida Kahlo's after you've been in there.
With no snot goes through your door. Turn your back. I'm just naked.
Frida, there's no bog roll in your toilet. That's disgusting.
Susie, I'm going to need the jet wash for this one. Someone's absolutely destroyed the toilet.
I tell you what I like on Netflix, well, Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
But then I always go, oh my God, it's not solved. And you're like, yeah. You know what I mean? Oh no.
By
yeah. And okay, right. So you're 100. Yeah, you get 100. You got all your faculties. Where do you want to be in the world?
I want to be in Florence. I've always wanted to go to Italy and I just kept missing the boat. Not literally. I kept not...
Oh, it's gone again.
Once a week. I always wanted to go to Italy and then my girlfriend's been loads and we were like, let's go. And I took her to Florence for her birthday and her eardrum burst on the way there.
Oh, no.
And the agony she was in. Basically, I was in the edit on about staff. It was like a Thursday and we were going to do Friday to Sunday. And I remember being like, see you later, suckers. On my way to the time. And they're like, oh, you bugger, they're stuck in an edit suite. And we went and her eardrum burst and it was 3 days of screaming.
Oh.
And I sort of threw like, kind of like my periphery, I could see that it was the most beautiful city I've ever seen in my life, yeah. But couldn't quite pay attention to it because she was in so much pain, bless her. And so I kind of feel like I want to write that wrong because
it's stunning, isn't it?
Believe how beautiful it was. It just made you, like, I love the way the kind of buildings are protected and stuff, and just like the detail, you're like, why are they bothering to make it so beautiful about 2,000 floors up on the outside? It's like that dedication to it just feels so amazing. And like, you know, when you see the kind of new builds and stuff coming up around around London, you're just like, God, it was so
Huge.
It's just depressing. And Florence kind of epitomises the antithesis of that, that I like. Yeah,
because you got like gargoyles up there and stuff, and the facial things and stuff. And you, no one's back then would even go and see that. Yeah, I mean, it would just be like the priests or at the top or the Medici or something like that.
They didn't have Zoom on their iPhones.
What? Shut the front door.
Yeah, it was just a still picture, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They couldn't... There was no facial recognition. There was no panoramas.
No, but you've got to go back there. Absolutely stunning. Because everyone just goes to Rome as well, so...
Yeah, but I feel like I've been blighted on holidays. I got electrocuted in Mallorca. Holidays, for the longest time to me, holidays have only just in the past sort of 10 years become a kind of positive thing for me. Because we just go to shitholes forever. We were staying in Mallorca and my mum fell on the beach and cracked the back of her head open, and then I went back to the house and got electrocuted by the TV.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's been a rocky road holiday wise.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've just slipped that all in at the end. I'm crying, by the way. Alan's got his arm around me.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Now we're just about to start our descent.
Oh, God.
I know, sorry, love. So we've got time for the quick fire round.
Right, I'm ready.
Mile High Club or Mile Shy Club? Have you had sex on a plane? Was it the free seater?
I'm going to say
the influencer. She fell into you. You fell into her.
Yeah, Mr. Vega might have got involved as well. Mile Shy, but I aspire to Mile High.
Of course. Mojito or mint tea?
Oh, it would be mojito, but I love mint tea.
Okay.
So I'm going to say I'm coming
gay.
At the moment, I haven't had sex on a plane and I won't have a drink. I'm your perfect holiday companion.
Full moon party or full English breakfast?
Both.
No, you have to have one. You're ruining the game.
Full moon party.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's not too hard, is it?
Well, we'll see.
And then last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you tip well, or do you think, ha ha, never going to see you again?
I've come to tip well, so tip
That's
well.
Good.
Although I'm driven insane by the culture in places where they ask you to tip. Have you been to places where like you're in a vintage shop or it's just a shop and they ask you to tip?
No, where's this?
In Los Angeles,
You
literally buy a chewing gum and the tip is like $14. I went in New York recently. I went to get a Guinness when I landed. I was really in the mood. I think it was St. Patrick's Day. I went to get a Guinness and with, just guess how much. I'm on the Bowery. I'm getting a Guinness. It comes in a can, bear in mind, at this restaurant.
Oh, so I haven't even poured it.
Yeah, how much?
Don't do this. It's like when people say, how old am I? And I go, 82, and then I'm 27.
$17.
What?
With the tip and tax. $17 for a can of Guinness.
Oh, God.
And in that instance, I was reluctant to tip, but I do
of
anyway.
Course.
I probably gave extra.
Thank you so much. Please pick up your baggage from the carousel.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Jamie. What an absolute hoot. And remember, everyone, you can check out Jamie's brand new Netflix show, A Whole Lifetime. It's so funny. And it's out now. Go on, stream it, please. See you next week for another trip around the world. And don't you forget, listeners, life's a beat.